Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to episode number 40 of About Nashville with Mike Rogers and Dan Whitehurst. And it's that time of season. It's the season of pleasing. I don't know if that's right. I guess pleasing comes, we're supposed to all be good, maybe, or good, bad. I don't know. It is Christmas time. It's Christmas time here in Hollis, Queens, and Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. And let me just tell you, everybody's excited. I've got two little girls that are about to lose their absolute mind because they're ready for Santa Claus to be here. One's 8, one's 12. The 12-year-old obviously knows the secret. And the 8-year-old is getting to the point where she's kind of figuring it out. And this is basically how all that ran down. We started with this whole elf on the shelf thing. You know, everybody's got to do the elf on the shelf thing now. Well, there's cameras throughout this entire house in almost every room. And our little 8-year-old is smart. She is really smart. She asked, you know, her mama, she said, hey, is Chippy real? Is this thing flying around and bringing these gifts and stuff like that? And she's like, yes. Mom's like, yes, these are real. These are real Christmassy things, okay? And she said, okay. Well, later on, she said, hey, Mom, can I borrow play with your phone? She's like, yeah. Well, she got on the phone, and she got on the cameras. And she said, Mama, I need you to explain this video. Why are you moving Chippy, and why are you leaving a present? You've got some explaining to do. And her mom was like, well, see, it works like this. When you are nosy like that, Christmas don't happen. And that shut Presley up real fast. She was like, okay, I'll be quiet. Kind of working like the government, you know, don't ask questions and you'll continue to get your free stuff. All right. And that's the same thing. I don't know why I went political. That just got real weird. So with all that being said, there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on for Christmas. We just did the whole run of Rudolph, and we're now watching. We have a tradition every single year that we have a slew of various Christmas movies that we watch, and at the top of the list is always Elf. And the cool thing is this year at TPAC, we're also going to go see the live musical Elf, and that should be fun. And it'd be really cool if Will Ferrell was playing that, but I know that's not the case, but it's still going to be just as fun. I love Christmas. I love going to Opryland at Christmas. I love going to the, you know, looking at the ice sculptures and stuff that they do there. But I will say this. Christmas is very different now than when you and I grew up, Dan. I mean,
absolutely.
So, with that being said, you know, I guess the whole Chippy thing kind of like exacerbated the whole situation on, you know, the weird part about it is we spend a child's probably first 10 years of their life trying to convince them Easter Bunny's real, the Tooth Fairy's real, Chippy's real, Santa's real. And then they find out, and then we have to spend the next 10 years of their life trying to convince them that Jesus really is.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like all that other stuff I was lying about, but Jesus, he's real, you know? And they're like, all right, I'm going to turn the cameras on. You got to show me some stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, that part, you know, there's probably some religious people out there that are like, oh, don't say that stuff on your show. If there's kids listening to this, I can promise you there's not a 10-year-old kid on the face of the planet that's listening to this show right now. So if you're worried about that, then that's a good thing to worry about for us, I guess.
Right. And Jesus is real.
And Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Why did I pause? Like, I really was like, Jesus is real. Anyway, and I'm not pausing like that. I'm just so you guys out there know. I was looking at the sound going, please, God, we are recording that right now, right? That was the look. I think that one of my first memories of Christmas, anyway, for me, I remember my mom was like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? And I looked at her with the straightest face I had, and I said, Mom, because that's what I called her, Mom. I said, Mom, I would like a leather pair of pants and jacket in black, like Elvis wore. And she looked at me and said, okay, we'll ask Santa. And when we went to see Santa at the mall, sat on his lap, what do you want? Sir, I want a leather outfit. I want the pants. I want the jacket like Elvis. Okay, we'll see what we can do. I'll ask the elves. When Christmas came, I opened up my present. I got a Winnie the Pooh. And I did not have my Elvis leather pants and jacket, but which I'm old enough now and I got a little money. I ought to go buy my own dadgum leather pants and black jacket and just wear it around the house. Not like I'm going to go out, you know, in public and perform it or anything in it. But I tell you the funniest story that I've got when it comes to Elvis, or not Elvis, Santa Claus. The girls were, this was about 6 years ago, maybe not even been that long, because we went to the mall and we're sitting there waiting in line and we're getting our picture taken with Santa Claus. And for whatever reason, you know, I'm looking at my phone, I'm talking to my girls, and I went to lean back on the fence that was there. And it wasn't bolted down to anything. And if I had just fallen myself, that would have been the end of it. But it was literally like dominoes. So I fell down and I took virtually the entire Santa Claus house, set, and everything with me, crashing down beside me. My wife was appalled. She was embarrassed. And worse, my kids were petrified because they thought that I had ruined their Christmas.
You ruined everybody's Christmas.
So there are grown-ups sitting around. I'm laying on my back now, mind you. And I've got all of this fencing and trees and all of this surrounding me on the ground. Santa Claus is probably cussing me under his breath. Everybody's looking at me like, he's got to be drunk. I wasn't, just clumsy. And my children were petrified. This is a story that we tell. And they're like, Daddy can't go with us to say Santa Claus anymore. And you know what? I can't really blame them.
I bet there were parents saying, I hope he's hurt.
Probably. What are some of your Santa Claus memories or Christmas memories?
My earliest memory, and it's mostly a memory of being told this happened because I was 4 at the time, but I got in a fight with another little boy in line to see Santa Claus. I took him out too, dominated him.
How old were you?
4 years old.
I thought you were going to say 24.
No. Nah, I was 4, but I was a violent little kid, apparently. But, yeah, he accused me of wearing baby shoes. And, I mean, to this day, I'm 60 years old. If somebody says I'm wearing baby shoes, I get hurt about it.
Are you wearing baby shoes now?
Look at these. These are manly. These are boots.
Manly baby shoes.
Yeah, manly baby shoes. But, yeah, I did. I got in a fight with a little boy that said I was wearing – well, he looked at my shoes. He didn't say anything. He looked at them, and then he looked me in the eye. And I knew what he was thinking.
So he never even said it. You just think he thought it.
Well, he did say, I said, these are not baby shoes. And he said, yes, they are. And that's when the fight started.
But you put it in his head.
He was thinking it. I could tell he was thinking it.
He might have been thinking, man, there's some good looking shoes. And then you went.
I was very perceptive at 4. I think he was thinking of his baby shoes.
How old do you think he was?
He's probably 5. He was bigger than me. It's the size of the fight in the dog when it comes to baby shoes.
Yeah, I get it, but you could have been like me. My parents put me in those little white baby shoes, but I had bells on them.
No, my parents didn't do that.
So whenever I walked around, I was like, tinkle, 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 tinkle. I think they were like cowbells for little kids, if you remember.
Yeah, I remember the bells.
So I don't know why. I for the longest time, I remember I hated it. And I would ask my dad, like my mom and dad, I'd be like, why do I got to wear these things? And it wasn't until I was older that they were like, so we knew where you were if you tried to run off.
That's exactly why they did it.
Why don't they do that anymore? You know what else they used to do? Whenever we would go to like the mall or like into like the fair or something, my mama would hook a dog collar, not a dog collar, but a dog leash to the back of my belt. And then wouldn't let me get so far, you know, away from her so that she knew where I was at.
That's a good move. More people should do that today.
But I was bad, though. Like, I would just disappear. Like, if you turn around twice, I was gone.
Yeah. Well, kids will disappear quick. That's why they made those things.
Dog collars?
Yeah.
Dog leashes?
I think so. I think they initially made them for kids, and then somebody said, hey, look, they work for dogs, too.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I do have to break down, because one part you said, I was born a violent child.
Yes, I was very violent as a child.
And you thought being a police officer was a good idea.
I calmed down quite a bit in high school.
Oh. Well, what do we think calmed you down?
Well, finding out I wasn't as dominant as I thought I was. Athletics, you know, it taught me, it humbled me.
Were you a good football player?
I was an okay football player. I actually got nominated for the Sports Hall of Fame.
I'm not going to make you run that one. I'm not going to make you run that one. That'll ruin it for you whenever you're out on the road. But so you were a good football player. What position did you play?
I was a tailback.
Oh, I played bench.
I was a decent running back. I had one really good game my entire 4 years of high school. One really good game.
Well, that was a long game in 4 years.
Yep, it was my junior year.
Yep. Well, what made it good?
156 yards and 16 carries. 9 yard average, a little over 9 yard average. I just had a good night. I don't know why.
And that good night, you're like Ed O'Neill, it carried you throughout the rest of your high school life?
I rested on my laurels to this day.
Who was Laurel?
That other guy with Hardy.
So you were beating kids up at four. What were some of the things you remember getting at Christmas time?
I think my favorite Christmas, I don't remember how old I was, but I got a sled, and it was a plastic toboggan sled. And, you know, it was just one piece of plastic that was kind of, you know, had sides on it, but it was fast and you couldn't steer it, but it was fast as lightning. And when I first saw it, I'm a little kid, I thought it was a boat. You know, and I thought, hey, my parents got me a boat, but it was a sled, but it was still cool.
I kind of remember, but the ones I remember were like plastic saucers.
Yeah, now this one was long. You could actually put two people sitting in it, but it was made like those round ones.
Could you bathe in it?
No.
Wouldn't hold water?
No. Nah, well, it probably would hold water, but it was only probably 4 inches deep. But you couldn't steer it. There was no steering at all. And I used it several times when it snowed. I lived in Chattanooga at the time, and it snowed a couple of times. I got to use it. Then we had an ice storm, and I drug it up the hill. And I did not know how much faster an ice storm is than snow. I must have been doing 90.
90?
Oh, I have no doubt. It was at least 90. And I hit some bushes, and it shattered them because they were all frozen. You know, it wasn't my bushes either. It was a neighbor that had the big hill in their yard, and I'm sure they didn't like that because I'm sure it ruined it. But
oh, my goodness. Let me ask you this. What's your favorite Christmas movie of all time?
Die Hard. No, I'd say A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story?
Yeah, it cracks me up every time. I still like it.
Have you seen the sequel?
No, but I'm going to.
What channel is that on?
I'm not sure.
I think
TBN. I mean, TNT. I think.
I think it's on Netflix.
I bet it is now. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's brand new. Like, made this year or last year.
Yeah, it is new because I've never seen it, and it has some of the same characters growing up.
I think all of them.
Oh, cool! Very cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the actors that were in the original movie are all trying to pitch in and buy the house that movie was made in.
I did see something on YouTube where they were trying to show somebody the house, and the guy that owns it didn't like people coming by and looking at it.
I mean, think about all the houses in history that, you know, were associated. I mean, I bet the people that have that Breaking Bad house, the one with the pizza that ended up on the roof that was Walter White's, I bet they are the people that had the Sopranos home. I don't know whether they, like, lean into it or whether, you know, even the guy that had the Godfather home in New York, you know, there's a lot of homes associated to movies or television, and they rent those things. You know, they don't own them. So it's after it's all over, they're still a part of that movie, and people want to see those things. It's like, okay. If you owned a home like that, you're just kind of stuck with people stopping by your house all the time.
Yeah, that would be the downside of owning a house like that, I'm sure. But, you know, that's kind of in everything. If you remember when they came out with that song, 8675309, there were people that had that number that were driven completely mad, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think my favorite movie, I don't even know if I could choose one favorite Christmas movie of all time. I would say my favorite three Christmas movies of all time would have to be Elf, maybe It's a Wonderful Life, and if I were to choose one more, maybe Christmas Vacation. A family Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, I watched that 2 days ago with Mom. She loved it.
Oh yeah, that's I'm gonna buy you something real nice, Clark.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
He had the shoes kind of like my. Oh no, that was the regular Vacation where he gave him the white shoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least yours didn't have bells. You know. So tell me about one of your earliest Christmas memories, or what was one of your favorite Christmas gifts growing up as a kid.
I would probably that sled. I mean, that really impressed me the most. And but yeah, not did. I'll tell you one Christmas story. Once I became a cop, you know, Christmas is such a big deal when you're very young, and then you get older and you get a job and you're not living at home. And all the single cops, we'd work Christmas because, you know, let the cops with families have off. But I had a nephew, and he was at that age where Christmas was just the most exciting thing in the world, you know. So I bought him this remote control car, and I thought it was really cool. And I charged it up all night and wrapped it up. And I was so anxious to, you know, show it to him. And I'd taken it over there to my sister's house. She lived in Nashville at the time. And I was working midnights, and they were going to let us off about 6:15. I worked midnights, but the morning shift was going to come in early so we could get off a little early. And I'm on the way home. I'm on I-40, and I see a car with a flat tire on the side of the road and two guys behind it looking like somebody pulled up to help them. So I'm seeing the car, and I'm thinking, man, I don't want to get involved in this. I need to get on to my sister's house. But then I'm thinking, well, these poor people, you know, it's Christmas morning. They got a flat or something. So I pull over, and I put my blue lights on. I get out, and I said, do y'all have a flat? And one of them said, yes, sir. And I said, okay. And we were standing there talking, and I'm kind of looking at the car, and I noticed that all the lugs were off all the wheels, and it had, you know, mag wheels. And I thought, oh, man, they're stealing the wheels. And my first thought was, well, there goes Christmas. And my second thought was, how am I going to get them in the car, you know, without too much trouble? But they were actually fairly cooperative. They gave up pretty easy. So, That kind of ended my Christmas. I didn't get in until about probably 10:30 or 11. So,
why would anybody steal on Christmas?
I don't know, but I've heard I mean, back then, if a car broke down on the interstate, if it's there the next day, it's going to be missing something. I've heard stories of people changing their tire on the side of the road and somebody pull up and pop their hood, you know, and what are you doing? Well, if you're getting the wheels, I'm going to get the air cleaner.
Oh, gosh. I think maybe one of my favorite, it's kind of a good story and a sad story. When I was 16 years old, my mom was dying of cancer. And we knew she didn't have long. And we went to my sister's house, my sister Dawn's house, and who she had three small children at the time. And sitting around there with my entire family, her parents, my sisters, their significant others, the children, and my father, and knowing that this was going to be her last Christmas. You know, there was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This was going to be her last Christmas. And knowing that and sitting there, and I don't know. I mean, a lot of people could look at that as sad, but we really took advantage of the moment. We had as much fun as we possibly could. We ate until we were silly. We joked. We laughed. We opened presents. We played. But it's the reality of the situation as you're doing it going, this is going to be the last time that we ever do this with her. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe I just made everybody cry or whatever. I don't mean to. I just mean because it was a good moment. It was a special moment. I almost started singing Last Christmas. I gave you my heart every next day. All right, I'll stop because that's horrible.
Well, that's a great story. I mean, it's such a great gift that you gave her. You know, that Last Christmas to be able to do that. That probably meant more than any Christmas to her, you know, up until that point, you know.
Well, and now that you're bringing that up, you know, I just lost my dad. This will be the first Christmas in my entire life without my dad. And he's lived here. He lived here for the last 3 years of his life. And every single Christmas for the last 3 years, I kept thinking, you know, this could be the last one, make it the best. And now he's gone and you're thinking, oh, well, you run it out, you play it out and you do the best you can. I didn't know that last Christmas was going to be his last Christmas. It wasn't the same scenario, but when your parents are that age or that vulnerable, you have to treat every single moment as if it could be, because it might be. And I will tell you out there, listening audience, that if your parents are still alive, spend as much time as you possibly can with them. Listen to their stories, even if they're telling the same old stories that you've heard hundreds of times. Just listen and smile and enjoy that moment, because you never know. And it really, you know what? It doesn't even matter if it's your parents. If there's somebody you love or somebody in your family, let them know it, and try to, and pick up the phone, call them, talk to them, go to the house. You never know when that moment's going to be the last. Man, that got real dark, real sad. Didn't mean to. But the moment I started talking about my mom, I started thinking about my dad, and that one's real fresh. So how about those Titans? Let's change this subject real quick. What's your favorite Christmas song?
I really like The Little Drummer Boy by Joan Jett. I know it's weird, but I like it.
That's really weird. But that's okay. I mean, and to each his own. And, you know, I would say my favorite Christmas song is an entire compilation. It's the entire album of Elvis, Elvis's Christmas. I don't think there could be a better Christmas album than the Elvis Christmas album.
So Elvis had a Christmas album.
Elvis had he had a Thanksgiving album, he had an Easter album, he had a gospel album, had a country album, had a rock and roll album. He even did polka, and he invented rap.
I did not know that.
I just made that up.
Okay.
Most of it anyway.
Yeah. I like a lot of Christmas music, but I love the song Little Drummer Boy, no matter who does it. It's such a great song, you know. It's got a good message.
See, this is the whole tomato thing, because out of all the Christmas songs on the face of the planet, that's my least favorite. Like the little,
like the drummer boy, because he was poor.
No. I've been poor my entire life. You know, I didn't know the little drummer boy. That wasn't the reason. If you remember, this is why I didn't like it. Do you remember when we were growing up? Every single year at the same time, they always played Frosty the Snowman. They always played Charlie's Christmas. Charlie Brown's Christmas. They've always played Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They always played the little drummer boy.
Yeah.
Well, that was my least favorite cartoon. It wasn't even a cartoon. It was claymation.
I didn't see that one.
So it was my least favorite claymation Christmas show that they showed at the time. And because of the correlation of it being the song for the claymation story, I just never liked the song. Maybe that's just weird, but I'm kind of a weird guy.
Well, yeah, we're all weird in our own way, but yeah, I'll have to check out that Elvis Christmas album you say.
Blue Christmas?
I have heard that.
Now, I do like the Porky Pig version of that.
How's it go?
I'll have a blip, 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 blue.
And this man dived in head first. He was like, blip, 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 blip.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I like the Roadrunner version.
I have not heard that.
He goes, meep, meep.
Not ringing a bell.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm sitting here as 2022 is closing out and we're doing our Christmas thing, and it's coming up. It's here, man. It's on us. And I will say this, you brought up a point earlier, and you're talking about Christmas is for kids, and you're absolutely right. However, I will say this, as somebody with three children, there is a point in your life where, you believe in all these things and it's magical and it's awesome. And then you kind of gravitate away from that. You're too cool for it. You're too old for it. You're too mature for it, whatever else. But then something happens. You have children and all of a sudden it starts all over again. And that magic is back. And that specialness is back. And it's no longer about you. It's about making it for them. And it is, I get to relive that whole childhood experience, because I'm really just a great big kid in man body. And I get to be a kid all over again, and I get to live the experience through your children. So for those that have children out there, they know what I'm talking about. And you have dogs, right?
And I have got nieces and nephews and grand nieces and nephews.
So the other ones aren't grand. They're just okay.
Yeah, they're okay.
So let me just ask you this. Do you say, did you vicariously relive the Christmas spirit through them?
A little bit, but not only, it doesn't have to be family of mine. I think the older, I'm a little older than you, but I know that the older you get, the more important youth is. And, you find yourself, if you ever go to a retirement home and you walk in there, man, they look at you, they just, especially if you watch a little kid walk through the lobby of a retirement home, watch every eye in there will be on them, because you see youth. You don't see race. You don't see gender. You see youth, it's just and I think as I get older, I like looking at, other people's kids, the pictures they put on the internet, they're having a good time. I'm like, hey, I see kids having fun, I see youth.
You may want to not say that publicly.
Did it sound a little weird?
It did. I love looking at other people's little kids. I like watching them on the internet.
I tell you a funny story, though, related to that. A couple comics I know were at a baseball game on the road working somewhere, and it's a Little League baseball game going on across the street from the motel. They didn't have nothing to do, so they went out there, and they're sitting on the bench watching the game. One of the ladies turns around and said, "Which kid's yours?" And one of them said, "Hadn't made up my mind yet." That's terrible.
Well, folks, hey, we wish you the very merriest of Christmases. We hope that you and your family enjoy this time together. Go tell your mama, go tell your daddy you love them. Go give them a big hug and you know, make every moment last, make it special, and try to remember it. Hey, Merry Christmas. Keep your hands up, your chin down, your butt off the canvas, but most importantly, keep punching. Bye, guys.